I think that that yellow that you've put in last, that sort of moves the middle ground down into that grass, that was a really good decision.
It makes it like new life too. It actually looks stuck to the ground.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Brisbane art teacher Namia is giving some constructive praise on a landscape image of Uluru that student Jude has just finished.
I went on a trip to Uluru with another group of people, and we went out there and we painted the rainbow serpent. So when I came here, I decided to make a painting that was based on the rainbow, like red at the bottom.
Jude is proud of her efforts. It's the first time in her life she's produced a painting on canvas.
I've done a lot on paper. I've only done one canvas out of all the months I've been here, but I've learned a lot. The teachers have been good and they've given me some clues about what to do and new ideas like washes and impasto and lots of stuff.
Jude is among about a dozen people who've been turning up to an art supply shop in New Farm each week to paint and sketch works for an art exhibition. It's part of a program run by the not-for-profit group Footprints. Carolyn Perry is its project manager for mental health.
We've noticed that a number of our clients with mental health issues have used art as a way to express themselves on their recovery journey. And we've noted that a number of people that we've worked with are quite talented. And so we wanted to put something together that would give people the opportunity to express themselves and to have an opportunity to be a part of an art exhibition.
Terry lives in a boarding house. He'd never picked up a paintbrush until recently.
It gets me out of where I live. It's basically something to do. And
can I ask you a little bit about your situation?
Yeah, I'm on a pension. I live in a boarding house. I was getting depressed and hard to break out sort of thing. So, yeah.
And so tell me about the effect that this has had on you.
Oh, well, I'm just about got rid of my depression now and things are looking up, so hopefully I can dig out. And, yeah.
Art teacher Namia donates some time every fortnight to help out the students. And he's inspired by what the likes of Terry and the others are producing.
There's such a diversity of things, and what's exciting about painting, I think, is the way in which it allows people to engage with it in their own personal way. So I've seen people doing very expressive work. So, for example, you know, there's a lady here the other day that was doing this incredibly ornate decorative passage and obviously getting so absorbed in the detail of it and escaping into it in a way as a kind of landscape or a fantasy landscape of some kind. Yeah, so interesting.
Jim is another member of the art class. So far, he's produced four pieces for the upcoming exhibition.
I love the figure in every aspect of it, predominantly female.
So you're going to put these in the auction as well?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you had any art training in your life previous to this?
Yes, I have a degree in visual art.
Has it been a break and a long time break for you between paintings?
Yeah, I hadn't been doing any painting for about 5 years previous to this. Because of the place I'm living at, there's nowhere to create. I've only got a small room. I haven't been able to express myself.
What was it like for you to pick up a paintbrush again after 5 years and start to put colour on a canvas?
Oh, it felt good, yeah.
As the weeks have gone by, Carolyn from Footprints has noticed a change not only on blank sketch pads, but on faces.
What we've noticed is that it makes them smile. It makes them uplifted, excited, something to look forward to, a chance to interact with other people, have a cup of coffee, learn some new skills and really have a safe space where they can concentrate and focus and just be.
And Jude is proof that's working.
I feel great. When I first came here, it was a bit quiet and everyone was studious. But sometimes it's all rowdy and everyone's having a right old chat and getting excited about flinging colours around, which, you know, it's as close as we get to making a video hits video. We throw the colours around and it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's energising. I don't want to get out of bed, But when I do, it's always worth it, even on a rainy day like today.